teacher Dan Sullivan and the group Kids Rock entertained the crowd Friday as area residents loaded up with bags of books for the next month. The library encouraged people to take out as many as they wanted and keep them until the new facility opens.
Yeah, my name's Torin Funt.
Okay. And you're here checking out the old library?
Yeah, check it out, get some more books before it goes away.
How many years have you been going to this spot?
17 years.
And any special memories from this space? Or?
No, just lots of good books.
I'm Sandy Hall from Magalia, California.
And you're just checking out the old library?
We've never been up to it. All the years I've been to Petersburg, I've never been to the library. Okay. So this is the first time. My niece, Sharon McKay, brought me up yesterday and we checked out a couple of things.
So you're here just in time to see the old, out with the old.
I know, out with the old, and I guess when we come back next year, being with the new.
What do you think about this space for first time seeing it, for having a library?
It's very cramped. I'm so glad you have a new library. You need a new library, and it's a beautiful library.
Borough librarian Tara Alcock was glad the last day had finally arrived.
It feels wonderful. It feels really great. It's definitely a day we could never imagine coming, and all of a sudden here it is, so very exciting.
The municipal building was built in 1959, and the public library moved there from the telephone exchange office the following year. Supporters of a new facility have been planning for an upgrade for over a decade, faced with cramped quarters, a leaky roof, and other problems in the second floor space. Alcock was not feeling any nostalgia for the old library building.
I think that the staff has done a pretty incredible job of running a really good program in this library for a lot of years and sort of working against the tide of, you know, problems that they encounter. I think they've done an admirable job, and I think it's going to be wonderful to see what they can do in this new facility.
President of the library board, Mary Ellen Anderson, was feeling a little more melancholy with the closing of the old facility.
And while we look forward eagerly to the opening of our new library up the street, let's take a moment for a minute to pause and remember all the wonderful times we've had here. From the story times, special programs, the film festivals. I'm sure you've got things of your own that you can think of that are your favorites. The Christmas literary, that was always one of mine. So many things. All the access to the books, the media, and computers that we've all enjoyed. The list goes on.
Anderson also remarked on the transition from the old building to the new.
It's truly an end of an era to which many librarians, pages, clerks, technologists, and then all the volunteers in the community and all the people who use the library have contributed greatly. Today we close the doors for the last time at 4 o'clock, and then we look forward up the hill into a great new era that lies ahead of us in our fabulous new building. So thanks to everyone who's worked so hard to make it all happen once again.
Thank you.
The finishing touches will be going on the new 10,000 square foot facility two blocks up the street during the month of August. While staff and volunteers will be moving the operation over the next month, librarian Alcock says her staff is geared up to make the move with some help.
And we've got a nice list of wonderful volunteers who we're going to call on mid-month to actually help pack the books into boxes in order. And then the local movie company will take them up to the site, and then we'll have those volunteers help us take those books out of the boxes in order, put them back on the shelf, and then we have to make sure everything's in its place before we open.
The new library is scheduled to open September 3rd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.